Bob Collins lives in Thornton. He's a small business owner and the father of three. He says he'll be paying $18,000 in premiums alone to cover his family next year. It's an increase of about 40%.
My wife and I would dump it in a heartbeat if we didn't have kids.
Collins was among a handful of residents who spent time at the state capitol last week telling the Division of Insurance and lawmakers how the health insurance rates would hurt them.
They talk about wanting a healthier base, but you say that, but then what you're doing is the exact opposite, because there is no incentive for someone healthy to pay that much out of pocket.
Most Coloradans get health insurance through Medicaid, Medicare, or their employer, but about 500,000 people are on the individual market. Next year's premium increase will only impact people who don't get a federal subsidy. And that's what worries Insurance Commissioner Marguerite Salazar. She says this group is decidedly middle class and includes many who can't yet retire.
They're going to go uninsured. They're going to put themselves at risk of medical bankruptcies. And, you know, if they do get sick or need to go to the doctor, they'll have to pay it all out of pocket.
Insurance company representatives were also at the Capitol. They say a pool with sicker people, medical costs going up, and President Trump's executive order repealing subsidy payments to insurers are all factors for the rate hike. Charlie Sheffield is with the Colorado Association of Health Plans.
We are not at all enthused about those increases and see them as the necessary component to continue to provide coverage.
But while many were angry at Trump's executive order, Adam Atherley says the focus is overblown. He's a professor of health economics at the University of Colorado. Trump's order added 6% to premiums in Colorado.
This is a continuation of a trend that's been going on. 4 or 5 years ago, the exchanges seemed like they had a tremendous promise and that this was a place where you might see a lot of people buying their insurance within a few years. And that promise has just largely not been realized.
At the state level, both Democrats and Republicans are discussing a proposal that would reimburse insurance companies for high-cost patients. They hope it would help lower premiums for everyone and free up more federal money for the state. Democratic Representative Chris Kennedy of Lakewood may sponsor the legislation, but he says there are still lots of questions.
If we don't figure out how to pay for it, it may or may not be worthwhile. I think we're still investigating that question of, do we have the money? Is this kind of program worth the savings we could achieve?
Any legislation would likely require all ratepayers on the individual market to pay a fee. It would also need some state money. Republican Representative Bob Rankin of Carbondale serves on the Joint Budget Committee. He says it's a doable option.
Everybody has these stories where families can't have a baby, you know, or can't open a business, or things that life's all about. We can't just increase everybody's rates and not come up with a solution.
In his district on the Western Slope, premiums will go up by 40%. That's why Rankin is sponsoring a bill to create just one statewide insurance rate. He says he wants to improve how the markets work, even though he wishes Congress would undo the Affordable Care Act.
I'd like to see him repeal Obamacare and come up with a better solution. I mean, however, what that solution is been talked about for 7 years and they can't agree. So I, like everybody else, I'm just really frustrated about what the solution is or can be or will be.
He says Trump's executive order contributing to higher rates isn't helpful. 18 states are suing to block it, but not Colorado. Governor John Hickenlooper has joined a bipartisan group of governors asking Congress to pass legislation to stabilize insurance markets. For residents facing tough choices like Bob Collins, he doesn't think relief will ever come.
And what I see is a high level of apathy, just inaction, right? And people saying it's not my fault. I mean, how could you have confidence in anything productive happening? It's ridiculous.
A federal judge is expected to rule this week on the state lawsuit to block Trump's executive order and allow the Obamacare subsidy payments to continue for insurers. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.